Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to the New York City area, everyone. It is time for Destination Spotlight number 91 as we march towards 100 U.S. cities being featured in this popular segment of the show. Today, we're going to focus on what the locals call the Grand Strand, and it's located in the 8th state in our nation that was admitted to the Union back in 1788. All right, before we head on down to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, here's a quick word from our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, TravelPro Luggage.
Wherever you're headed next, be sure to do it with luggage that you can trust. Right now, the team at TravelPro.com is offering 20% off road trip duffels and 15% off site-wide, plus free shipping.
You know, every traveler wants a companion that they can trust. Our Travel Pro bags certainly make our travels a lot easier when we're on the go, and Travel Pro is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Go get your new luggage with these show specials at TravelPro.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, joining us on the show hotline is Karen Riordan, CEO with the Myrtle Beach Area Chamber and CVB.
Welcome, Karen. Thanks for joining us to talk a little Myrtle Beach during our Destination Spotlight today.
Thank you so much.
I've got to get right into it. So first, a shout-out to all of our listeners in Myrtle Beach who listen to this national program each week on FM 94.5 WTKN Radio. Appreciate having them aboard. So we just mentioned the Grand Strand, which is around a 60-mile string of beaches. And, you know, it helps in making your area so popular with vacationers. So now that we're into April, before long, we're going to be into the summer travel season. Anyone who may be listening around the country who hasn't been to Myrtle Beach, Karen, paint a picture about what makes your area so special.
Sure. I think that really we are known for the beach, and having that big blue Atlantic there and 60 miles of coastline is pretty awesome. And a lot of people also know that we are the golf capital of the world with over 90 golf courses. But there's so much more to our destination. I think what I love the most about this destination is just how much there is to do. If you do want to be quiet and just kind of laid back and hang at the pool and hang at the beach, obviously it's a good place to do that. But I think what really characterizes Myrtle Beach is just the amount of fun activities that we have. Many people don't realize we have 45 putt-putts, so we are also the mini golf capital of the world. Just doing all of those would take a lifetime. But all the attractions we have for kids, for families, we have 1,700 restaurants up and down that 60 miles of coastline, so lots of great seafood, but also great Italian and great Thai and great Chinese and great steakhouses.
So you're basically saying come hungry.
Come hungry. And again, lots of different price points from, you know, fast food to fast casual to fine dining. What I think, again, though, typifies Myrtle Beach is I call it a come-as-you-are kind of place. It's very much a T-shirts and flip-flops kind of place. No one is putting on airs. You don't really ever have to get dressed up to go anywhere, and you can just have a lot of fun doing a lot of different things, or doing very little if you're just in that recharge and want to hang out mode.
Something for everybody. Karen, here in New York City, we have Broadway, but in Myrtle Beach, and you've already touched on it without mentioning it, you do have Broadway on the beach, which is sort of like, to me, that's like the hub of all the wonderful activity for families and for everybody. You've got the Skywheel, one of the tallest Ferris wheels in the country. You've got an amusement park, shopping, restaurants, entertainment. So just touch on that area a bit for us.
Absolutely. So Broadway at the beach is one of our key entertainment hubs, and as you said, there's a lot of amusements and attractions there, lots of great food as well, just a lot to do. A lot of people just walk there when they're not on the beach. We also do have our world-famous boardwalk. It's 1.2 miles long right along the beach. We also have another entertainment center called Market Common, which is where our old Air Force base used to be, and now it's been completely redone, has a lot of fun things for both locals and tourists in terms of shopping and, again, dining out and just fun things to do. We've got some new breweries there, or, you know, with brew gardens for people to kind of hang out on a nice day.
That's a place that we haven't been to.
Yeah, so just a lot of fun little kind of areas where people can congregate, which is also nice because not any single one of them gets too busy because, you know, depending on your mood, you might be at Broadway at the beach riding the Ferris wheel, Or you may decide you want to go down to Market Common and be at Tidal Creek.
Well, and a couple other things I want to make sure we hit on. You know, the Carolina Opry, I know, very popular with locals and visitors.
Yes,
plus the largest sculpture garden there.
Yeah.
You got a zoo, the hiking trails at Brook Green Gardens. And folks, if you haven't been to Brook Green Gardens, that is an experience. But where I do want to go with you, Karen, before we have to let you go, we always like to ask everybody when they come on to the Destination Spotlight is to share with us maybe something surprising or an interesting fact about Myrtle Beach that's going to entice our listeners to come visit. What would you say?
Yeah. Well, it's a young city, which is kind of cool, but it does have history. And so one of the things I would ask your listeners to think about is exploring some of our cultural history. We have a very famous place that's just a block away from where I'm sitting called Charlie's Place. And it was the place where we had great black entertainers back in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s coming through Myrtle Beach and playing jazz, you know, here in Myrtle Beach. People like Duke Ellington, just amazing performers. And Charlie was the owner along with his wife, and he ran this incredible jazz club. Most people don't know about it, but now we've created a bit of a cultural trail there so people can come and check out Charlie's Place.
Well, yeah, and now they do around
Sounds
the country,
great.
So that is terrific.
Well,
Karen, we very much appreciate you joining us today. Folks, if you want to plan your own trip and find out more, the website to do it, very easy, just visitmyrtlebeach.com, visitmyrtlebeach.com. Have a great weekend, Karen.
She will. She's in Myrtle Beach. Take care.
Thank you so much.
All right, there's our Destination Spotlight on Myrtle Beach. As we approach 11 a.m. Eastern Time, that's it for Hour 1 of the program this week and Destination Spotlight number 91. You can find them all, by the way, folks, on the homepage of our website. After these messages, we're going to be back with Hour 2. We're going to kick things off with the NCF. Plus, we've got the Personal Connection, Museum Gallery, and a whole lot more still to come today. Keep your radios tuned in, and don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.